Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, January 7th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Montana State Parks and Cook City Super 8 and Bear Claw Bobs. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. In the last 24 hours, snow favored the southern ranges with 8 to 10 inches in Cook City and West Yellowstone, 2 to 3 around Big Sky, and a trace everywhere else. Winds are 10 to 20 miles an hour from the west to southwest in the southern mountains, and 15 to 30 miles an hour in the northern ranges, and temperatures are in the teens to low 20s. Today, winds will be 25 to 35 miles an hour from the southwest, with temperatures in the 30s. Cook City will receive an additional 6 to 8 inches of snow by Wednesday morning, Lionhead will get 1 to 3, and the other ranges will get a trace. The avalanche equation in Cook City is simple. Heavy snow and wind in the last 24 hours will result in avalanches today. The mountains received 10 inches of snow last night, adding up to 0.9 inches of snow water equivalent, and winds gusted up to 40 miles an hour on ridgetops. Ian explains avalanche precautions on storm days like this in his video. You are very likely to trigger avalanches in wind-loaded areas, and likely to trigger slides elsewhere. Avalanches within the new snow will be large, and it will be possible to trigger slides breaking deeper into the snowpack like those on Henderson and Chimney Rock 10 days ago. Stick to low-angle terrain and avoid flat areas underneath avalanche terrain. The avalanche danger is rated high on wind-loaded slopes and considerable in all other areas. 3 to 8 inches of new snow favored the area around West Yellowstone, and winds gusting 35 to 40 miles an hour will stress the weak snowpack in the Lionhead, Southern Gallatin, and Southern Madison ranges. Yesterday in the Taylor Fork, my partner and I found the weak snowpack structure that is consistent in the mountains from Big Sky through West Yellowstone. On Friday, the GVSA groomer was collapsing flat slopes and falling into the weak facets at the bottom of the snowpack. Today, human-triggered avalanches are likely, and conservative decision-making is essential. Stay off steep slopes and give extra distance to areas where the wind is creating fresh drifts of snow. Avalanche danger is rated considerable. It was an exciting weekend in the Northern Madison, Bridger, and Northern Gallatin ranges. Riders in Second Yellow Mule triggered an avalanche that broke 10 feet deep from low on the slope, partially burying two people. Doug and Alex visited the site on Sunday and captured some breathtaking photos. A dog-triggered avalanche passed within 150 feet of my partner and me as we ascended out of Middle Basin. And the Big Sky and Bridger Bowl Ski Patrol triggered large, hard slab avalanches on deep, persistent weak layers during control work. Today, avalanches will be harder to trigger and early red flags will be less likely. Approach steep terrain with caution and after thorough assessment. The avalanche danger is rated moderate, with natural avalanches unlikely, and human-triggered avalanches possible. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984.